Welcome to the Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's a special one from Grace Bryden.
On February 14th, I went to school like it was any other day. I went into school in the morning thinking about the tests I had in biology and the tests I had in Spanish that day and just studying away in my head and throughout the day. When I got to biology, which was my second period class, we had a fire drill, so we all proceeded evenly outside with a whole mob of students just following everyone. As we went outside, we waited until it was all clear to come back inside. Then fourth period in Spanish, we had another fire drill, but we were all very confused because it was so close to the end of the school day and it was the same day as the other fire drill. But we still proceeded outside as usual, as they would say, and we left and proceeded through the hallways until me and my friends started hearing screaming of the teachers saying, "Get back in your classroom! You gotta go back in your classroom!" Me, not knowing what to do, I just went back in my classroom and ran right there because I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know if this was a pulled fire drill from a student or if this was culinary that set it off and it wasn't that big of a deal. So I just went right back to my classroom. I was standing outside the locked classroom until a teacher yelled at us, said, "Come inside, come this way," ushering us through the door into complete darkness. I looked in and there were people huddled everywhere in every corner among every wall. It was pitch black and it was so scary to be in there. I didn't know what was happening. I thought this was all a drill. After all, we've never had a code red before. And then after a few hours, we started hearing the security guard's radio, which was narrating everything that was happening during the shooting that happened in Parkland at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. It was narrating what they saw. We heard about who died. We heard gunshots on the radio and outside of the school. We heard the policemen. We heard the helicopter over us, and that's when I knew it was all real, when the helicopter came, because they wouldn't fake bring a helicopter. And that was the day that changed my life forever. I'll never forget that day, and I don't think I ever can, as much as I would like to. 17 of my classmates and staff died in those hallways of my class, of my school. So, of course, after the break, I had to go back to school. I got the call and it said we were returning to school on February 28th. And I was so nervous and in fear of my life to go back to school. After all, it was the murder place of 17 victims. So, of course, as I'm walking to school, I'm scared out of my mind and then I see a bunch of farm animals. And I'm super excited. I'm like, why are they here? Like, what? And I got to pet my first therapy goat and therapy horse. And then I went inside the school and it was full of dogs. Like, a sea of golden retriever and other dogs. Like, golden retrievers were everywhere. And that's when I spotted the first non-golden retriever. Her name was Daisy and she was a bearded collie. She was so beautiful. And I had to go over there and pet her. She was the sweetest little dog. She came up to me and was licking my hand, and I got down on the ground and was petting her, and even her owner, Lori, was so kind to me that day. I don't know what I would have done without them. So every day since that day, I sat with them at lunch, and those dogs inspired me to train my own dog to be a therapy dog. So I went through all the certification and all the testing, and it was very nerve-wracking to be tested in front of a lot of people at my age. And, you know, I'm so young doing this stuff. It's very scary. But we passed with flying colors. And now every week we visit hospitals, nursing homes, libraries, anywhere you can think of, we're there. Because we want to spread love. And it really helps me deal with my own guilt and my own sadness from the shooting, by seeing my dog be able to spread love just like those dogs spread their love to me, and they saved my life.
Grace Bryden with at least something good coming out of a tragedy.
Yeah, you know, it's very rare for me to introduce a story as a special story. They're all special in their way, of course. But this is probably just about our youngest storyteller, a high school student. And, of course, we're coming up to the awful anniversary of the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas. And I was thrilled that we could air a story from a survivor who had something fantastic that came out of this terrible experience.
It was difficult listening to it, Karen. Very emotional.
Interestingly enough, I think the emotion came from the listener. She was telling it in a very, I'm not going to say matter of fact, I don't mean that at all, but Grace was telling it in a very kind of business-like way almost, you know?
Almost distant.
Almost. And that is a very common way for us to talk about emotional experiences. We have to separate ourselves from it. If we had to live the story, the terrible, tragic story we were telling over and over and over again, play it through our heads and feel those experiences, it would be very difficult.
Well, I'm glad she's telling the story because not only is it a moment that we shouldn't forget, but hopefully it's a catalyst for things to change.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? And if anybody can help that along, it's Grace. She's got such a maturity to her in telling this story in the language she uses, like ushering and preceded, and in her imagery, a sea of golden retrievers. She's got a great power to be able to express herself so well and to be able to paint pictures so clearly that we can see this. I was there in the dark with a mob. She used the word mob of people. I was there. I heard screams of teachers. Now, I teach, and if I heard screams of teachers, I'd be scared, let alone a teenager. And that idea of everybody huddled in the dark and hearing a radio with the names of the dead coming out of, I mean, it is just beyond belief scary. And yet she was able to guide us through it. And a storyteller, after all, is a guide on a journey. And if she were falling apart telling that story, we wouldn't feel safe. Not only did we feel safe because she wasn't falling apart telling the story, she created something terrific out of it.
And she was able to express the comfort she felt with the therapy dogs.
And the fact that she can then give that same comfort and relief to others is just such a beautiful thing and such a beautiful desire. There are so many ways that we can recover from tragedy and that we can react and without recovering from tragedy. And Grace certainly chose a healthy way to deal with this.
Such a tragic start to that story, but the ending was a lot better.
Yeah, and what's interesting is this is a very well-known type of story, tale type. That is the idea that out of terrible heartache comes something wonderful. The most famous example I can use from this, the most famous archetype, let's say, that we can use from this is the story of the phoenix that rises from the ashes. From the depths of despair comes this magnificent bird. And we could say that Grace is going to fly away to a successful future.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. Are there any story slams coming up?
Yes, we've got one tonight, as a matter of fact, at 5 to 7 at the Robot Brewing Company, 2621 North Federal Highway in Boca.
For more information on that and on telling a story here on The Public Storyteller, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
Send me an email to cneil, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Further information is at our website at wlrn.org. Click radio and The Public Storyteller. Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.